This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
I like Moose Knuckles.
I will destroy them all.
Yeah, so 6 a.m. We were supposed to start recording at 6 a.m. I woke up at 5:59.
59, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, I was planning on waking up an hour early so I could rewatch all or most of it.
Really?
Yeah.
But why? I'll save my rant.
Hello and welcome to The Coordinate, an Attack on Titan podcast, where today we watched Jujutsu Kaisen. Like, I don't know, when'd you watch it? I watched it like maybe 5 days ago.
Yeah, I think probably 6. About 5 days ago for me too. I'm Bill, by the way. Hi.
Oh yeah, I'm Tyler.
Yes, and this is a Attack on Titan podcast where we're not going to watch Attack on Titan for much longer.
Yeah, yeah, it's mostly a tired dad's podcast because I know you've been having a real fun time lately, and my
fun times here just never seem to end.
I've been going to bed at 1 a.m. and waking up at 5 a.m. for like several days straight, and like
why?
My jaw is clicking. I have to do chores once the kid goes to bed, and he's just been going to bed super late lately. So that's when I finish things.
Don't let that carry on for too long. Yeah, otherwise, you'll end up in the same situation as me. Yeah, I remember I hit my jaw badly in a shopping cart accident when I was like 14, and so I can just click my jaw whenever I want like this.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I feel like my jaw is crooked right now, but I think I have a cavity, and I've been having some tooth pain, so I think I've just been like gritting my teeth over there, but I don't get to the dentist for 3 weeks, so, you know.
Savage. Now, I was sitting underneath a shopping trolley with my skateboard, using my skateboard as a brake, and I was going down a hill really fast, and then my skateboard just flicked round and hit me in the jaw. Oh, the life of a teenager with little to do. Yeah, so now my jaw clicks.
Oh, man. Can you imagine if we started podcasting when we were teenagers? Like, how it would be so much easier.
Yeah, it'd be amazing, man. It'd just mostly be me and my friends just pushing each other around in shopping trolleys that we'd obtained via various means.
That'd be a great podcast.
Yeah, and being very bad at skateboarding, too.
So, you want to talk about Jujutsu Kaisen? We watched the first 3 episodes, if I didn't mention that. I feel like I'm talking with a lisp because I'm having to talk a certain way to, like, not make my jaw hurt.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've got halfway through some documentation at work, and I'm just like, I've got my microphone in front of me. I'm just like staring at this page in front of me, just like, yeah, do I want to do any more to this? But no, but that's not Jujutsu Kaisen. What's Jujutsu Kaisen? What is Jujutsu Kaisen? Why did we decide to do this program?
That's my first question. Yeah, we decided to give this one a try because Attack on Titan's coming to an end eventually.
I'm so confused. Like, you guys have been talking on the Discord, and obviously, I think you and is it Benjamin or someone who both read the manga. And I'm just like, what? Yeah. What's going on? you seem to think that there's a lot. you seem to think there's like 9 episodes worth left or something. Is that right?
There are, after next week's episode, there'll be 9 chapters of the manga left to do. And they generally average about 1.5 episodes, 1.5 chapters per episode. So I think there's like 6-ish episodes left. But the thing is, I think it's very likely they'll do a movie, because that's like the runtime of a movie. And what they did for the Demon Slayer anime is they did a movie that covered one arc of what became the second season. And then they turned that movie into, I think it was 7 episodes. And then they added like 5 additional episodes of another arc. And they're like, there's season 2. So, yeah, I think they'll do something like that.
Okay. So, I mean, but do you think that's why they've taken this week off?
No.
To give themselves time to do an extra long episode for the movie?
No, they had to take this week off because there was a live panel that took their time slot. So.
Oh.
Yep. Yes. Yeah, it was just like an anime panel. And Attack on Titan had a booth there, but all they announced was the date for the Blu-ray in Japan.
Oh, when's the Blu-ray coming out?
I don't know. I saw an article saying they announced the release date.
Welcome to the most informed Attack on Titan podcast there is.
Well, it's the Japanese release date anyway, so...
Okay, so there's a possibility that either next week's episode is going to be the end of season 4.2.
Yep, that is confirmed.
But... then that's confirmed, okay. Yep. And then there's possibly going to be a 4.3 or a 4-point movie.
I think there's going to be both. I think they'll do the movie, and then like a year later, they'll release it with like a little bit of additional stuff as Attack on Titan, the final season,
part 20.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll call it part 3. I think they'll call it something silly.
The finale.
Extended, I don't know.
The Attack on Titan. Whatever happened to the giant butts? Yeah, the giant butts of Titans.
I don't think we're going to get like a super satisfying ending next week.
Ah, okay. Well, with that disappointment out of the way, so me and Tyler were thinking, what could we do next? Because obviously we've been planning this for a little while because we were thinking, what could we do next to keep the podcast going? Because obviously Attack on Titan is going to end at some point. And we were thinking about Demon Slayer, but I think that's already finished as well, hasn't it?
The manga's finished, and I don't know, I think maybe they'll get 4 seasons out of it, and there's 2 seasons already. Unless they like come up with some new stuff, I don't know.
Right, okay. And so... we then thought, you know, we want something where it's kind of still going so that we can catch up. We haven't really decided on it, but we're just kind of looking at different options. And so the first option that we've looked at this week is Jujutsu Kaisen. And Tyler suggested doing the first 3 episodes because it's kind of like a complete arc. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's the like introduction arc.
Yeah, that's exactly what it felt like. It was just... every episode was like, here's this character.
Yep.
that's where we're going from here. So where do you want to start? Do you want to start going through the episode, or do you want me to have a rant?
Let's just start with episode 1. And then okay. You can throw in your rant wherever it makes sense. Episode 1. we've got this kid. Do you know any character's name?
I don't. Again, that's one of my problems with the show.
Okay. Yeah, I have no clue what anyone's name is. But we got this one kid.
It's called Dennis.
Dennis?
Yeah.
Okay. So Dennis. I think he was the one at the beginning that was like tied up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the guy with the blindfold was the one doing blindfold stuff.
Yep, yep. He kind of looks like Kakashi from Naruto, kind of.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, except he covers both eyes instead of just one. But yeah, so he's got him tied up, and he's like threatening to kill him or something. I don't really remember.
yeah, and then we get a flashback. He's going to execute him.
Yes, he's going to execute him. Yes, that's it. But then we get a flashback, and that kid is like, his grandpa's dying, and he's got to go to his club. His club is like a supernatural club, and there's two other people in it. Is that ringing any bells?
yeah, it is. Okay. It was just, again, yeah, it was just kind of like, he's part of a, I'm sorry, I was just looking up what their names are.
Oh, but yeah, he's part of that club. I don't think that's going to be important. I feel like we're never going to see those characters again. I could be wrong, but yeah, because he goes to a different school eventually. But anyways.
Yuri, is it? I think his name's Yuri. Y-U-J-I.
But anyways, so he finds this like magical something. It's like, it's a finger. It's an old finger that's been wrapped up. And I guess schools have these to like ward away other curses, because a strong curse can ward away other curses. But then at some point they expire, and then they attract curses, I think, because like they want to eat the finger. I don't know. It seems like a very poor system, and they should probably have an expiration date on the finger.
yeah. Please discard by this date.
But yeah, he's just also very good at everything, apparently. And part of that is because he's holding on to this finger, which gives him like powers. But then another part of it is he's just always been good at things.
Yeah, I mean, like he breaks world records.
Yeah.
And again, this is kind of...
Well, I think breaking the world record was because he had the finger.
You reckon?
Yeah, the other guy. I don't know what you want to call him. Not Dennis.
The teacher?
No.
Oh, no, Dennis is called UG.
UG?
UG's, yeah.
Okay.
UG Itatori.
Okay.
I'm just going to say it quickly and hope it sounds right. but yeah, no, I don't know. I think he was, I think because he mentioned that he's always felt like he's strong and powerful, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's not super clear, but I think some of it was because he had the finger. I think he's always like been really good at things, but then having the finger made him like extraordinary, you know?
Just got to keep giving him the finger.
Yeah. So what does he do with that finger?
He eats it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's trying to save his friends. So this curse gets out of control, and his friends are trying to like exorcise the curse because he's part of this like weird like Ouija gang thing, Ouija board gang. And the curse breaks free, and then starts trying to eat them both. And yeah, he meets up with this other guy, who's again someone. We're doing a really good job here, mate.
Yeah, yeah. That guy can be Dennis someone. Now, since we know who Yuji is. That's not a confusing system.
Magami?
Or is Megami? That a name you're making up right now, or is that his real name?
No. I've gone to the Jitsu Kaisen wiki.
Okay.
And they're under first-year students.
Okay.
Because I feel like these three are going to be the main ones.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Magami is the guy who's trying to hunt down this curse. Yuji is the student who's picked it up and given it to his friends, who then accidentally unlock it.
Mm-hmm. Also, his grandpa start died. Trying to get
He
was dying at the beginning, but now he's dead.
Who did?
His grandpa.
His grandpa. Oh, yeah, I forgot about his grandpa. Yeah, that seemed relatively important.
Yes? What can I do for you? Are you there? Mr. Itadori! Hello? Are you there?
My grandpa is dead.
His grandpa tells him something. It's like, don't fuck up. Something like that.
Yuji?
Huh?
You're a strong kid, so try to help others. Save the people you can, even if it's only those closest to you. It's okay if you lose your way, and don't worry about whether they'll thank you or not. Just save as many as you can, even if you could only save one. When you die, you should be surrounded by people. Don't end up like me.
Megami's basically telling Yuri that they can't let the curse that's running wild eat the finger, because then it will become like super powerful. Mm-hmm. So Yuri's answer to that is to eat the finger.
Yuji, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he eats it in the heat of battle, and that makes him super strong, but then he also gets taken over by the curse, which then we get the explanation that the curse used to be, what do they call themselves? They're like, not wizards. I'm going to call them wizards because I can't remember. So the curse used to be a wizard, and then he got like really good at it, and he grew an extra set of arms, I think. Like, he used to just be like a normal human, I think.
Yeah, but he has got extra arms for some reason. I think they're called sorcerers.
Yeah, that sounds right. But yeah, so they took all of his fingers, and they can't destroy them because they're too strong, so they need Yuji to eat all 20 of his fingers because he has four arms, and then they can kill him, and then the curse will be destroyed. But yeah, so somehow Yuji can overpower the curse, and because it tries to take him over.
Yeah, again, I kind of think this relates back to where I started off, where like he's supposed to be some sort of powerful character anyway. Even for a human, he's definitely destined to be for better things, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think he's definitely, there's something in his background that makes him like stronger than that, like he's more skilled, stronger than a regular person. But I still think, like, him breaking world records at the beginning, I think part of that was the finger, but I don't know.
So this is kind of where my you know, I thought I liked the first episode, and once I've watched all three episodes, I kind of feel a little bit more invested in the show, and I could happily watch it. It seems like really good anime. But this is where it comes in, where I can see what the appeal to Attack on Titan was to a Western audience. Because this is very anime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of, you know, Japanese culture references in here, which some I get, some I don't.
Yuji Itadori! I'm into girls like Jennifer Lawrence! This is an honor!
The character is basic. The main character is basically a rehash of Goku. Like, they always are, you know. It's this slightly strong, gifted character who's also, you know, they seem intelligent, but also they seem as thick as shit at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
and so, yeah, it just seems like another rehashing of that kind of thing. Now, what I am interested to see is who that panda is. You know, this is the greatest mystery to me. I've watched three episodes of this. There is a panda in the opening sequence, and it seems to be an important character, but we haven't met him yet in the program. So I am going to definitely continue watching this because of that. But yeah, it just kind of just feels like another, you know, it could be really good. It could be really good anime, but that's kind of where Attack on Titan felt very different to me. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Sasha was basically the jokey anime character that they threw into Attack on Titan. But otherwise, it was very dark, very serious. The main character wasn't some hugely gifted child or anything. It was just an angry child because everyone keeps getting eaten by these giant titans. And I feel like that's the Western appeal to it as well, especially as Attack on Titan was very like, the culture that they set it around is very like kind of like old style Germany type thing. So yeah, it was very different, and I think that's why it's taken off in the West so well. Whereas Jujutsu Kaisen isn't going to be that sort of thing. But if you've watched Attack on Titan and got into anime, you might like Jujutsu Kaisen now.
Jujutsu Kaisen is hugely popular right now, so I think it's taken off in the West. But I agree. It's very much... I don't know. I don't know the numbers, but I agree. It's like a...
Neither do I. It's just a personal feeling.
It's very, very shonen, and it's like not hiding that at all. Attack on Titan definitely has a lot of the shonen tropes, but it hides it better. Because, like, Eren doesn't become special for a while, you know. He doesn't get his, doesn't realize he has Titan shifting powers until, like, midway through the season. And in the manga, it was not in the first year.
I'm completely with that. But that's what I mean. That's what got you invested, was that it just seemed like a normal bunch of characters really fighting the odds rather than starting with someone powerful.
Yeah, it's hard for me to compare the two, though, because I watched the first season of Attack on Titan in one day. Whereas this, you know, we watched three episodes, and so I don't know. I could happily watch the rest of the season, but yeah, right now I'm not super invested.
Yeah,
it's like it's totally okay.
Yeah, but I feel bad. Obviously, me and you are both like really tired at the moment, which doesn't help. But I did like it. I will say I did like it. I thought it was good. You know, do I think it's Dragon Ball good? No. Do I like it as much as Attack on Titan? I don't feel invested as much in it at the moment, but I feel like I could get there. But that was just my rant anyway. That's why I wanted to be like, this kind of, like I say, it's very, very shonen, whereas Attack on Titan was kind of a big move away, a shift away from that.
Yeah.
And that's what I really liked about it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So how long do you think it'll take Yuji to eat all 20 of these fingers? Do you think this is like an arc thing, or do you think this is like a whole series thing?
I think this is gonna be an arc thing. I don't think it'll take him long.
Yeah, I hope so. I think it'll, he's already in the second episode, he eats another finger.
Yep. And I think, didn't they give him a third finger as well?
No, I think he's only had two fingers.
No, because I thought, oh yeah, no, they didn't find a finger in the third episode, did they?
No, in the second episode they already had a finger, and they wanted to see if he could handle it or something. I don't really know.
Just can't handle that finger, man.
So in the second episode, or maybe the end of the first, we get introduced to their teacher, who's the blindfolded guy from the beginning scene, who's threatening to execute him. And yeah, he's like, okay. He's like a very like chill, fun-ish character. He's just like, whatever, like, yeah, transform, let me see it, that's weird.
Yeah, let's have a fight and see how strong you are. And he's completely, he's not as strong as Satoru, I think his name is.
Yeah, so he's impressed that he's able to, like, control the power. But he tells him, I think it's at this point, I can't remember if it's after he goes to the school, or I think it's at this point where he tells him, he has to be executed. He can do it now, or they can delay it until he's eaten all 20 fingers.
Yeah, and then they can kill Sakuruna. Is it?
I don't know.
Sakuruna. I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to get these names in. I'm not very good at pronouncing these names anyway.
Voldemort.
But yeah, I think it's the Sakuruna curse. But yeah, it's just like, yeah, you can either die now with the one finger, or eat this other finger, and then eat all the fingers, and then we can kill you afterwards. And then they take him to the guy who's making teddy bears.
Yep, he's the principal or something of Jujutsu.
Yeah, his name's Yaga. Yep, Yaga is the principal of the Jinjutsu High School, and he makes him fight one of these like sentient teddy bear things, and it just beats him.
Yep. And I think that's the whole second episode.
Yeah. I think we briefly meet the third student at the very end.
I thought we met her. I thought the third episode was all her.
And the third episode's all her, but I think it's literally just like a quick scene at the very end. You see Nobara.
Nobara?
Nobara. Nobara? N-O-B-A-R-A.
Sounds like a made-up name.
Honestly, I'm not making this up. Apparently the first arc's actually the first five episodes. I'm learning so much.
Huh, the internet told me three.
No, the first arc's called the Fearsome Womb Arc. It's the first five episodes. So we missed now a little bit.
You sure but it's yeah, not so, the first five chapters?
No, first three episodes. This wiki is really in depth. I'm really impressed.
All right.
Welcome to the wiki cast. So in the third episode, we get introduced more to Nobara, and she's crazy.
Yeah, I liked her. She reminded me of my wife. She's like really angry and controlling.
Dare. I'm Yuji Itadori from Sendai.
Fushiguro.
He looks like a potato. He's definitely the type that ate his own boogers as a kid. And just his name? I can't stand high and mighty dudes. I bet he likes setting oil-slicked seagulls on fire. Ugh! This is what I get to work with? Great, just my luck.
She took one look inside. That can't be good.
But anyway, they go off into this like weird haunted house thing and have to defeat the curse that's there. And she works together with Yuri to actually exorcise the curse in the end.
Yeah, but she's kind of, she's very bossy. I don't know how to describe her exactly. I remember she's a person that likes to take charge, you know?
Yeah, she runs off up the stairs and stuff, doesn't she?
Yeah, I think why I liked her is because I just watched all of Naruto and she's like the opposite of Sakura. Because, Sakura is just, a passenger. She's just, there. Where I feel as, Nabara. I feel like she's, a take-charge type of person. And I feel like she's not just going to be the token female, character. She's actually going to do interesting things and, be a driving force in the show. Kind of how Mikasa has, a bigger role in Attack on Titan. Than just the girlfriend, you know.
Yeah, I know. And yeah, and then that kind of really just brings our first three episodes up to a nice little thing. So we have just met the three characters, and Yuri and Noboru get to fight it out with rock, paper, scissors over what they get for dinner at the end of the day. In a very anime scene.
Yep. So yeah, we've got a hungry, stupid, strong protagonist. His more serious friend, I guess. I feel like they're going to be best friends at some point. And then the female character.
So. Yeah, who's also a very strong, feisty female. Who's also a little bit crazy. And I think they're trying to make her out to be quite backwards, weren't they? Mm-hmm. Because she's from a small village from outside of Tokyo. And it's her first time in Tokyo. And she's really excited and wants to see everything.
Yeah, which I think Yuji is similar. Because he's not a city kid.
No, but I think he's a bit more familiar with Tokyo.
I want to call him Yusuke. Yeah, so
Yusuke? Which one's Yusuke?
Yusuke Urameshi from... what is that anime called?
Dingsley?
No. It's... God. I can't think of it. I'm so tired. He slays demons as well, and he does the spirit gun with his finger...
Oh, not ringing any bells for me.
Oh, anyways, it reminded me of this.
Vampire anime. Hunter D? I don't know.
It's made by the same guy who made Hunter Hunter. I can't think. I'm too tired.
But yeah, I like the structure of the show. I like the fact that they've all had to enroll in this high school on the outskirts of Tokyo. There's only three first-year students. We haven't met any of the second or third-year ones. You've got the teacher who's always wearing his blindfold. Which is really strange.
And we got the principal. But he's like super duper strong. Animals.
Yeah, makes stuffed animals that come to life.
Yeah.
I liked it overall.
Yeah.
I like the animation style as well.
How do you feel about the intro?
Where he's like falling asleep on the train.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Is that
I've commuted to London for many, many years. And yeah, I definitely feel that.
Yeah, that's me on my drive.
Yeah, but I thought it was good.
My drive.
And I really like the outro the most.
I don't remember the outro.
It's like 90s teen bop, where it's all like animated, like a Take On Me video. Take on me, take on me. Can't remember the band name for the second. But yeah, it looks like that. I really like that. I thought it was good.
Yeah, I thought it was okay. I could totally watch all of this in a week, but it doesn't have its hooks into me yet.
But no, I definitely enjoyed it. And I did feel like when I got to the end of the third episode, I wanted to watch the fourth one. Again, like I say, me and Tyler today, I'm still recovering from illness. Tyler's very sleepy because it's 6 in the morning. So we're a bit lackluster today, people. Yeah. I'm very sorry about that. But yeah, I kind of liked it, you know? And it doesn't seem to be a lot of it either. There's only like 24 episodes or something at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's...
So I could happily do. I could happily go through this.
The manga comes out weekly, so I don't know how many years ahead it is or anything. But yeah, I'm kind of waiting. I expect the show to have some kind of twist at some point. And I think once it does that twist and you know what the show really is, I think that's when it'll get its hooks in me.
Yeah, definitely. But I'm enjoying it so far. I definitely want to watch some more.
Yeah.
Especially as we're going to be having a bit of a break from Attack on Titan anyway.
Yeah. Well, we got to watch all of the OVAs and...
Oh, I've already watched two of them. They're really good.
We covered some of them when we were doing the manga because...
The one where they have the diary.
Yeah.
Of when she's like being held captive by a titan because she looks like
Ymir. We just covered it right there. That's the whole episode.
That is basically the whole episode.
So we might skip that.
It's really
one.
Good.
Unless no, that there's was really good. More to it than I remember. Yeah, well, I think it's got to be less than 10 minutes.
Yeah. It was really nice as well because it had like the original opening. And ending. And I was just like, oh, I haven't heard this in ages.
I listen to the Attack on Titan soundtrack like all the time.
I might actually listen to that today. But that's pretty much all I've got to say on it. What about you? What did you think, Tyler?
I thought it was fine. It's just, it doesn't have hooks into me yet, but I could easily watch more of it. I just hope it's not something like I've been watching One Piece and I'm almost 100 episodes in and then they're still like building the crew and I'm just like just have your crew, let's get this shit going. But
I say I like One Punch Man, but I didn't get too far into that. And I really like it more than Demon Slayer. I watched like 5 episodes of Demon Slayer and didn't really get into it.
Oh really? I loved the first half of season 1 of Demon Slayer when it's like super dark. And then they introduced 2 joke characters, and then it went downhill for me.
Is that when he has to break the stone in half?
It's after that.
Oh, okay. I felt like there was 2 jokey characters that came in at that point. I was like, I'm out.
Those were two dead people. Those were 2 dead children. I don't know how they were jokes.
My sense of humor. I'm British, it's allowed.
But yeah, I guess if you would like us to keep going with the show, let us know. I don't know. We'll have to figure out what we're going to do. I don't know if we're going to try a different anime, like give that a couple of episodes to try and then like see which one we like better. Or should we just go ahead and binge the whole first season of this and see if we want to cover the manga? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll discuss it in the Discord with Benjamin and our other friends.
Yeah. We'll be
speaking
back.
Speaking of which, come join the Discord.
Oh yeah, do that. It's probablywork.com/Discord, or there's a link down below in the show notes. We'll be back next week talking about Attack on Titan's second final episode.
Ever.
Yeah.
The last ever episode.
Yeah, the second time they've done
that.
They're
not going to fool me again, are they? Fool me once. Shame on me.
Yeah. Next episode of Attack on Titan, Armin's gonna eat everyone. He's a hungry boy.
That's my prediction.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, anyway. I can't say don't eat people's fingers. You'll get cursed.
Yeah.
And you may not be a world, unless of course you're the world record holder for shot put. In that case, you're probably strong enough to contain the curse.
Probably. I kept wanting to call the curses demons because they're basically demons. But
I know it feels like that, but I feel like they've had to call them curses because of probably Demon Slayer.
Yeah, you know, like we wanted to call the show Curse Slayer,
but now we can't.
Yeah.
We can't call it the 20 finger shuffle.
Yeah. So until next time, don't eat fingers.
Yeah, don't eat fingers. Do you hear me, Troy? You're big enough already.
I'm so tired.
Are you nostalgic for a simpler time?
A time where controllers didn't have so many buttons.
A time where games weren't so overly complicated by so many plot devices.
Yeah.
Me too. I miss my NES.
Hi, I'm Bill, and I absolutely love old video games. But I didn't have anyone to play with, so I decided to start the Super Switch Club. That's right, a podcast dedicated to discussing and reliving the nostalgia of retro video games that are also on the Nintendo Online Virtual Library. Each week, my friends and I will discuss games from the NES to the SNES. Games like
Super Mario World,
Kirby's Dream Land 3,
Donkey Kong Country,
The Legend of Zelda,
Super Metroid,
Balloon Fight,
Punch-Out,
A Link to the Past,
F-Zero,
and so much more.
The Super Switch Club is a podcasters assemble style show from the We Can Make This Work, probably, podcast network, where we'll be replaying and discussing some of our favorite video games from our childhood.
So join us on the Super Switch Club, where you can relive the nostalgia of tearing your hair out over an NES game that loves to troll the shit out of you.
Best of all, you can too.
Head on over to probablywork.com/SuperSwitchClub now to learn more.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at @ProbablyWork for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called ProbablyWork.com.